All right, we've got a great guest on because the economy will be the big story of the day tomorrow. I've been predicting all week there will be fantastic GDP numbers tomorrow that will blow your socks off and embarrass liberals. They will run. They will hide behind rocks. They will throw rocks. They will grab your marbles and end your game. Liberals will lose their deranged minds tomorrow when they hear that Donald Trump has exploded the American economy. Numbers come out at 8:30 East Coast time, 5:30 West tomorrow morning. You know I'll be up at 5:29 a.m. to hear those numbers. And if I'm not, I expect Kip Herridge to text me and say, wake up, buddy. Come on, wake up. Big numbers are out. You could be my wake-up call tomorrow, Kip. How are you, man?
Don't dare me. I'll do it.
No, I'm not kidding around. I want you to wake me up. So if the number's good, wake me up. If it's bad, let me sleep for another hour. But if it's good at 5:30 East Coast, 5:30 West, wake me up, man. Seriously. So we've got Kip Herridge with us, economic guru, economic expert, CEO, Vertical Research Advisory. His website's VRAinsider.com. I implore you to write that down, VRAinsider.com, because this guy has the greatest stock market and economic insights of anyone I've ever known. So tell us about the big GDP report tomorrow. GDP, for those who don't know, means economic growth. That's all it means. Gross domestic product means how fast the economy is growing. How good will it be tomorrow? And tell us how it compares to what we saw for 8 years under Barack Hussein Obama.
Wow, that's an easy comparison because this is going to be a big number tomorrow. I look for a number that's going to be, I believe it'll be over 5%. I've been saying officially 4.2%.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. The tracking estimates are 4.1%. That's kind of an amalgamation of all the Wall Street gurus and where they're coming in. I think it'll be over 5%. The highest number is 5.2%. I think we beat that. I think this is going to be just a blowout quarter. And I'll tell you why I think that, because, you know, today I just ran these numbers before we got on today to give you an idea of why I'm so optimistic. Everybody, meaning the Wall Street experts, were saying that the Q1 was going to be first quarter would be fantastic for earnings.
And it wasn't.
Because of tax reform, and that it would be a one-off, and that after that would be peak earnings. That would be it. Sell everything because, trade wars are going to result in economic Armageddon. Trump's going to take us in, the tired old noise. And it just didn't happen. So as of the close of business today, we've had a total of the 500 S&P 500 companies, 246 have announced earnings reports. And this is pretty insane. Q1 was great. Q2 is better. 2% better so far. So we've had 85% of the companies that have reported have beaten the estimates. That's the average is 72%.
Kip, do you realize that I'm not an economic guru? I don't study the stock market all day. I've never heard anything like this. Do you realize this is never on the news?
Right, and of course not. Why would it? It would make Trump look good.
Right.
And what's remarkable, though, is that first quarter earnings growth came in at 25%. 25%. You got to go all the way back to 2003, the last time that's happened. And second quarter so far is coming in 2% better, 27.1%, Wayne.
Wow.
So I've been writing this. I believe that the third quarter could be better than even the first or the second quarter. So I believe, yeah, that tomorrow morning's number will be over 5%. It'll certainly be over 4%. Anything under 4% will be a shock. I don't expect that. Look for something over 5% tomorrow. But the real shock is going to be, the estimates for the third quarter from the Wall Street gurus is 3.1%. Wait till we have back-to-back 5% GDP quarters. And then what are they going to say? Now, by then, the Dow will be at 30,000, and, they'll all be turning into bulls, which is, of course, what you and I have been since Trump was elected.
Now, I'm not the economic guru that you are, but I am a guy with a great gut instinct. As you know, I've made some really good predictions. And I've been reading, I do a lot of reading, economic reading, financial reading, and I've read that all these guys are already making excuses why it's going to be so good in Q2. Because Trump's trade war has forced every company to push up all of their trading, getting everything to China, getting everything to Europe ahead of, his trade wars, ahead of the tariffs before they, install tariffs on us. So therefore, it's all front loaded and the third quarter will be a disaster. That's what I've read from a lot of liberals making excuses. Well, guess what? As of yesterday, we won the trade war with the EU, and I believe it's only a matter of time before China capitulates, too. What say you?
Absolutely. You and I are on the same page here. Trump is great, and his whole administration is fantastic at keeping things quiet. Now, they got rid of the leakers, or most of them anyway. And so what people didn't know until yesterday, when the EU agreed with Trump to maybe do away with all tariffs, how stunning is this going to be that Trump's going to, again, live up to his word and be the best free trade president of all time? That's really what he wants, no tariffs, right? No tariffs and free trade between all countries is what he really wants. That's real competition between countries. That's what really lights this candle, the global economic candle, and gets the entire planet running. But what people didn't know until yesterday was that Trump's people were meeting with the EU for the last 2 weeks. Nobody even knew that. They kept that quiet under wraps. I believe the same thing is happening right now with China.
Right.
I think that'll be the next surprise. Sometime in the next month or so, we'll get a deal with China. And if you're still bearish at that point on the markets, on the economy, I'll just say you're either listening to the wrong people or it's time to take your head out of the sand and realize what's happening here, which is this is the Trump economic miracle. It's only starting. Remember back to Reagan's days, your hero, my hero, especially yours. I became a stockbroker in 1985. And the Trump, I mean,
how's that for good timing?
Tax reform was just beginning to really kick in because it was
that was good timing, Kip.
What's that?
I said, how's that for good timing? That was nice timing.
I know, right? Looking back, it's fantastic. I told my boys, this is your opportunity to have your Reagan moment.
You know,
with Trump, take advantage of every minute you can, watching him on TV, reading the news. You know, this guy's got the best sense of humor. He's just hilarious to watch. And, you know, it's understated, but it's hilarious. But, anyway, it took a couple of years for Reagan's tax reform to really kick in because it was phased in. But when it kicked in, the Dow Jones doubled in less than 3 years. People have forgotten this. And Trump's tax reform was not phased in. It hit 100% from day one. So, look, my targets haven't changed. By the end of Trump's first term, Dow Jones will be at 40,000. By the time he leaves office, the Dow Jones will be well over 50,000. And I backed it up with just numbers. It really is just numbers. At the earnings rate we're growing at right now, Wayne, if the market doesn't double by the end of Trump's first term, if the market Dow Jones doesn't double from when he took office, which would take it to about 36,000 to 40,000, my target, then the price earnings multiple on the S&P 500 will be below 10. All right, we're at 16 now, so that means it would be dirt cheap. And with the amount of money flowing through the system right now, it's got to go somewhere. You know, it's still not going into bonds because rates are so low. The only game in town really is stocks, or if you're an entrepreneur building your own business. But you got to be in this market now, because if not, you'll be buying at 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 of the Dow Jones. That's where we're headed.
All right. So you and I have always agreed on, 95% of economic stuff. And we agree right now on the stock market under Trump. We agree on the economy under Trump. We agree on the greatness of building a business under Trump. We both agree this is your kid's time and my kid's time. The next 6.5 years will be the greatest years you'll ever have to build a business, start a business, build a business, and make money. We agree on kind of everything. We agree on the trade wars. Let me give you one area we might not agree on. I'll find out. We'll see.
Okay.
I know you've been very high on Facebook, and I'm not high on Facebook. I think Facebook is a goner. I don't mean they're going to go out of business, but I mean they're in big trouble. And obviously today they lost the most in one day of any company in world history. You used to be very high on Facebook, and the only reason I wasn't high on it is because I know I'm being shadow banned. And if 63 million Trump people are being screwed over by Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, I think all those stocks are in big trouble. They're going to learn that when you screw with 63 million people who think one way and you decide that's the wrong way and you want to ban them, you're going to lose half your business, and therefore your stock isn't worth as much money and your stock is in great danger. And I think that's what happened today. All those factors came together, but a big one was that Facebook is losing all their conservatives because they decided to screw us over. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm not a fan of Facebook. I think what you may be thinking is I'm a fan of the NASDAQ. I've been a fan of tech stocks, but not Facebook and not Twitter.
Okay.
Really for the exact reasons you're saying. And this is the Trump curse. We're seeing it play out again. You know, if you're a Hollywood celebrity and if you speak out against Trump, your career is going to go in the toilet. If you're a public company and CEO and you speak out against Trump, like Starbucks, CEO, your stock is going to go in the toilet. And the same thing has now happened with Facebook. So conservatives are celebrating this collapse in Facebook stock. Twitter dropped a bunch today as well. I think they've got a lot of negative news coming. So, no, I'm not a fan of Facebook. I am a fan of tech stocks, and I agree with everything you just said about Facebook.
So we've now established you and I agree on everything. All right. So don't go anywhere. I want to grab some more thoughts about the economy on the other side of the break. Let's take a quick break so we can pay the bills and we can enjoy capitalism at USA Radio. We've got Kip Herridge with us. His website's VRAinsider.com, one of my favorite people in the world and my favorite economist in the world, my favorite economic guru in the world, Kip Herridge at VRAinsider.com and a former sponsor of this show. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyroot. When we get back, we go to war.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love Cenogenics. Founded in 1997, Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They've done such a great job with me. The mail never stops coming from my TV viewers who keep telling me how great I look, and they're just shocked that Cenogenics could have that big an effect that quickly. They've taken years off my age. Thank you, Cenogenics. Call them right now at 888-YOUNGER. They have clinics all over the United States. I was just taking my vitamins. Right before this ad break, I was taking my vitamins, and one of them is still stuck in my throat. So Cenogenics is great. They've changed my vitamin regimen. They've changed my workout regimen. They've changed my diet regimen. They've put me on hormone therapy, and it has just been an incredible result, and I feel like a different person. Thank you, Cenogenics. They've got clinics in 21 cities in America, North America, and Las Vegas is one of them. And look, if you don't want to be younger, then don't call. If you want to be older, if you want to look older, if you want to feel older, don't call. But if you want to look and feel younger than you have in years, call 888-YOUNGER. Simple as that. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. That's Cenegenics.com. It's a free, no-obligation consultation. You'll find out what they do and what it costs. 888-YOUNGER, and it's free to check it out. Do so. They have my highest recommendation. All right. Kip Herridge is still with us. Kip is a financial guru. His website's VRAinsider.com. I've gotten some great stock tips and gold tips and economic tips from him over the years. I thank him so much for what he's done for me. VRAinsider.com and the money he's made for me, too. I thank you for that, Kip. Welcome back.
Thank you, Wayne.
So let's talk about Facebook a little bit, because today was the worst day in one stock in the history of a public company in America's history and Wall Street's history, et cetera, et cetera. So where does Facebook go from here? What do you think is going to happen?
I'll tell you, if there's any justice at all, there'll be a serious investigation into what Facebook just did, because their insiders just dumped just over $4 billion worth of stock just ahead of this terrible earnings report. It looks, very suspicious. It reminds me of Jim Murren selling all his MGM shares just before the Las Vegas massacre, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that was a strange one, too. I never did figure out what the hell that meant. Very strange.
And no one ever looked into it.
Nope. I wrote about it. I wrote about it right in the Vegas newspaper in print. And nobody said a word. Nobody could argue with me. No one could sue me, because all I did was report what was in the financial reports that you could find on any Wall Street website. It's just a fact. Jim Murren, his board, and all his top executives sold almost every share they owned in the lead up to the Vegas massacre on October 1st. Strange stuff.
Within 2 weeks of it.
Most of them were very quick within it, within days or within weeks. I think Jim Murren was, some of it sold in July, some of it August, and then some of it in September. So it was a mixture, but it was still, the point is, hundreds of millions of dollars of stock, and he's a CEO of a public company. Nobody ever who's a CEO sells all their stock. He sold almost every share he owned while he still remained the CEO. Very suspicious, strange, mysterious situation. You know how I feel about Jim Murren. I wrote another column about him today, which you may or may not know about. I did not send it to you. So, in any case, strange stuff. But can Facebook recover from this? What are your thoughts?
Yes, because the public no longer controls the fate of public companies. This is all dominated. These big caps, and especially these big cap tech names, are now dominated by central banks that own these shares and major institutional investors. And so I was a little surprised that the stock, didn't rally at all today. I mean, it dropped. It rallied a couple of points off the lows. That was it. And but there was a floor there. Like, they weren't going to let it go below a certain dollar amount. You look at, I think between I think the Swiss National Bank, which is the central bank of Switzerland, I believe they own more shares of Facebook than Zuckerberg does. And
wow.
So now you've got a whole new dynamic happening all over the world in the in stock markets, where central banks are becoming the biggest players in the stock market. And again, this is another reason to be bullish. I mean, you may not have to like it, but you know, you'd rather beat the game, you know, than hate the game. And I think that's something that investors aren't considering, is that central banks are, most of them are now involved in quantitative easing. They're printing money. They're not using that freshly printed money to not only buy debt, but they're also buying equities with it. And so Norway's doing it. Obviously, it's happening throughout. Japan is the largest holder of Japanese equities now through ETFs. And now Switzerland's doing it. And they've got a ton of money. So, you know, I think we're going to see a back to the, you know, broad market theme here. I think we're going to see what most likely will resemble a melt-up. You know, we have yet to see the public fall in love with stocks. And that's always the last thing that happens before a market, a stock market top. And that'll happen at Dow Jones 40,000 or 50,000 or 60,000 or whatever, but we're simply nowhere near that yet.
All right. And last but not least, a prediction from you as to where oil will be. People are paying a little bit more at the pump, and will it keep going up?
Yeah, $100 next year and probably $125 a barrel.
All right, so oil's on the way up, and how about gold? Is gold on the way up?
I still own it. The action's been terrible because the U.S. dollar has been so strong. But, yes, I still have a buy on it. Both gold and silver are still strong buys.
All right, gold, silver, oil in the stock market, all a go. Thumbs up from Kip Herridge, VRAinsider.com is his website. Our financial guru here at War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show. Kip, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Wayne. Really appreciate it.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. See you in a sec.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.